Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, Gardaí say they are currently at the scene of an apparent explosion at a location on the outskirts of Bunbeg this afternoon. Members of the Glenties Municipal District have today proposed changes to the Donegal County Development Plan for a change in policy to allow building along the N56. The construction of the Lifford Castle Finn Greenway is due to begin in the coming weeks, and there are almost 50 times more houses and apartments available for short-term let on Airbnb than for rent in Donegal. These stories in full plus more. Oisin Kelly will be live with sport at 5:15. First in news, a minute's silence has been held following the death of a person in an incident in West Donegal earlier today. In a statement, Gardaí say they are currently at the scene of an apparent explosion just outside Bunbeg. The surrounding area has been evacuated and the Defence Forces Explosive Ordnance Disposal Service has been requested. The Health and Safety Authority have also been notified. The road is currently closed and local diversions are in place. Members of the Glenties Municipal District have today proposed changes to the Donegal County Development Plan for a change in policy to allow building along the N56. Refusal of planning permission along the route is said to be one of the main issues facing people in the area and forcing them to relocate elsewhere. Councillors continue to consider the county development plan at the county house in Lifford. Councillor Mary Trez-Gallagher says a policy change is needed to enable the continued survival of rural and Gaeltacht communities.
We have developed a policy. The six members in the Glenties Municipal District, we've met a number of times in this, and the submission that we're putting together was around allowing families to build and access the N56 on their family land or their family farm. This has been going on for donkey's years. There's this national policy. However, there is an exemption in the national policy which states that if it's under 3,000 of a traffic count, that you could allow intensification or that you could allow a new access. So what we have done today is that we have proposed that from the 5 points in Killybegs right round to the log cabin will be included in that low traffic, because the traffic count actually comes in below 3,000 on that stretch of road. We know this is a battle, we know it's a national policy, but it's up to us to actually put the battle on the table and have that at a national level, and we'll do everything that we can to ensure that this policy that has been detrimental, depopulation to deprivation, all of those things in west of the county, we, as six members, we've been trying to ensure that we put the best battle together and we get this overturned.
Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, meanwhile, has said that he proposed Donegal County Council write to all TDs and senators to invite them to a meeting to discuss the issue. Construction of the Lifford Castle Finn Greenway is due to begin in the coming weeks. Councillor Gary Doherty is welcoming the €3.6 million project, something he has been advocating for since 2013. The Greenway will link Lifford and Castle Finn along the N15. Councillor Doherty says it will be useful for those living in rural parts of both towns.
Ever since I came on to Donegal County Council back in 2013, one of the priorities for me has been to promote the area in East Donegal for the development of greenways and cycleways to make it easier for people that live in this region to commute between the towns, and also to attract visitors to the area, because I think we in East Donegal have got a lot to offer. And news now that the new Lifford to Castlefin Greenway will begin construction in the coming weeks is absolutely fantastic news for the area. I think this is it's a really great news day to get this news and to finally see construction starting on the Greenway.
There's a lot of shared commodities between the two towns as well, which will make life ultimately easier for the residents there.
Well, the two towns have always shared an awful lot of links. We've got links, whether that's the GP surgery, whether that's people commuting to their work or to business, or indeed sporting interests. We've got great relationships between the sporting clubs in the area. So this is really going to make things a lot easier for people who are commuting between the two towns, and obviously the wider hinterlands as well. People from rural areas around Castlefin, around Lufford, and of course the connection to Strabane as well, because over recent times we've had the investment in the Lufford to Strabane Greenway, and now the Lufford to Castlefin Greenway is only going to supplement that. And I really do think it's a brilliant new story for us.
There are almost 50 times more houses and apartments available to short-term let on Airbnb than there are properties to long-term rent on daft.ie in Donegal. An analysis of the data platform inside Airbnb shows there are over 1,700 properties available for short-term let in the county. However, there are only 37 properties available for long-term rent. Lorraine from Gweedore is currently living in a caravan with her partner and three children and says there is nothing available to rent.
I'm actually living in a two-bedroom mobile home on my parents' street at the minute. I have three young kids and just the space is so tight with three boys at the minute, and trying to find a house is literally impossible.
Meanwhile, Eamon McBride, an auctioneer based in West Donegal, says there's nothing available to rent in the part of the county he's based in.
I have people at least 3 to 4 times a week, young families, people who are moving to the area, who are getting employment on the local business park. There is no place for them. I used to have an average of 20 houses available for long-term rental at any given time, up to about 5 years ago. But that's not there anymore.
7 men appeared in court and been remanded in custody, charged with the attempted murder of a senior police officer in Tyrone. Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell was shot several times outside a sports complex in Oma in February. James Gould reports.
The 7 accused appeared via video link at Dungannon Magistrates Court this morning. All the men were from the Oma and Coal Island areas. Mr. Caldwell was shot several times in front of his young son after a youth football training session in Oma back in February. The so-called New IRA claimed responsibility for the attack, with police investigating if they may have been assisted by members of a criminal gang. Mr. Caldwell spent several weeks in intensive care after the shooting. He was discharged from hospital and last week made his first public appearance since the attack when he attended a garden party at Hillsborough Castle as part of the King and Queen's visit to Northern Ireland. Refusing bail, the judge said it was clearly a meticulously planned attack.
One of Letterkenny's biggest creches is launching a GoFundMe project to raise money for a new premises. The Letterkenny Community Childcare Facility in Lesnennan has been found to have 35% mica, and management say they will need to be out within the next 2 years. Deputy Manager Michelle Murray told Highland Radio News this morning that they have identified a site and their aspiration is to secure a build for a new facility which meets the needs of theirs into the future. She says a major fundraising initiative is necessary in order to help them expand.
We are renting this property at the moment from the Enterprise Business Fund. We are hoping to buy a site and build and expand. We have at the minute 160 children maybe in the creche, and we have a massive waiting list, like, where there is a need to expand. We're hoping to expand our baby capacity. A lot of the creches in town now have stopped taking babies. They're just taking them over 1 year of age. And we're hoping to expand our baby facilities also to accommodate working parents looking to get back to work after having their children.
A government TD has called on his colleagues to put aside protocol to get more accommodation for refugees built. Paul Keogh lobbied Minister Roderick O'Gorman to bring in private modular home providers to build units quicker. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
The Business Post over the weekend published a poll worrying for the government. It found 3 in 4 people surveyed believe Ireland is taking in too many refugees. Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe said he believes a lack of communication with communities is part of the reason.
We would have communities out there 12, 14 months ago themselves out fundraising and, you know, gathering clothes and food for to welcome them. And now they're having meetings where they're asking what's going on.
While his government colleague, Fine Gael TD Paul Keogh, said the state should be contracting private modular home providers and speeding up delivery.
I think this is a no-brainer. On occasions, if we have to just put aside all the processes when we're in a crisis situation that we are in at the moment,
Social Democrat Jennifer Whitmore agrees the coalition is working too slowly on using sites like the Bangot Street Hospital.
Now, I don't understand how any feasibility study could take 9 months to do. The government is not providing the systems in place to deal with people coming in.
Meanwhile, more private hotels are expected to end their contracts with the government to provide asylum seeker accommodation.
Glenveagh National Park has upgraded its defibrillators. Two of them are now moved outside, where they will be available 24 hours a day to people walking in park grounds. Management say these life-saving devices are for the health and safety of staff and visitors and are advising people to note where they are located when they next visit the park. Trez Conaghan is the Visitor Services Manager at Glenveagh National Park.
We have over the last 15 years had three defibs on the park, one in administration where a lot of the admin staff are, and we have one at the visitor centre. We had one at the castle, but it was agreed that we would upgrade the old system to a new system and it would be outdoors, more accessible really to visitors.
Even at times when the park is closed, there are potentially hundreds of people walking from the car park over to the castle and back.
There would, Donal, and particularly now since COVID time, you know, when people were kind of restricted from the indoors, a lot of local people tended to use the park, and we just find that our visitor numbers just out of hours, out of opening hours, have increased greatly. So just for the safety of those people, we decided to go outdoors. And we have one now located at the end of the archway at the visitor centre, so it would be visible to anybody coming to do any of the walks would pass it. We also have one outside of the castle as well, near the castle toilets. It is a new system. The older system would have been a little more complicated. This new, it's a very large cardiac defib. It has a very long battery of 5 years, and what it does is it actually self-tests itself and decides what to use on the person, which leaves that out of the person's hands then, that they know the machine is going to decide that it's safe to do so on the person.
The time is now approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport. It is 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. Going to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with horse racing. Martin Harley returned to the sport in Australia over the weekend. The Donegal jockey was out for several months after suffering multiple fractures, including two in his neck in a fall back in January. The Trenta native, who was in a halo for a number of weeks during his recovery, returned and made a low-key appearance at Ipswich on Saturday evening, where he finished second in the opening race on Bohemian Lad. Overall, following the return of Martin Harley, it was a good weekend all round for Donegal jockeys. Luke McAteer had a 40-1 winner at the Curragh on Sunday, and Oisin Orr took his 24th win of the year across the water in England, winning in York on Saturday. Well, celebrations will be continuing today for the Donegal Ladies, who won a first Ulster Ladies Championship title at senior level in four seasons yesterday, when they beat the highly fancied Armagh 110-9 points in an epic encounter in Owen Beg in County Derry. Donegal stalwart Kitty Hearn told us afterwards that this victory was magic.
It's just unreal. Like, I think over all the years, this is probably the sweetest one. Like, we've come from a pretty dark place in the last couple of months and through the league. And for those young girls who have stuck with us the whole time, like, it's just a massive day for them, and we are truly blessed.
How many Ulster titles do you have now?
That's the fifth. I'd be happy with that now.
Is this one just as good, is it?
This is probably better, to be honest. Yeah. It is probably better just going from where we've come from. Like, it is absolutely magic.
That's Kitty Hearn after Donegal's success yesterday. We now know the pairings as well for the All-Ireland Series following the provincial finals, which took place over the weekend. It means Donegal will be in Group B along with the defending champions Meath, and Waterford are in the same group. Mayo Armagh and 2022 All-Ireland Intermediate Champions Laois will be in Group A. Cavan join heavyweights Dublin and Kerry in C, and Cork, Galway and Tipperary are all pipped against each other in Group D. Fixtures yet to be fully confirmed, but the opening round of the group stages is due to take place on Saturday, the 17th of June. And there'll be more GA talk tonight on the DL debate with Brendan Devenny. He'll be joined by Donegal Ladies senior manager Maxi Kern after a side sensational victory yesterday. John Colum Gillespie, chairman of the Nivora Club, will preview their hosting of the All-Ireland Gaeltacht Championship finals next weekend. Top GA pundit Colin Parkinson joins Brendan to discuss the GA season so far. And Michael McMullen, reporter with Gaelic Life, will be wrapping up the weekend's Ulster action. It's all in the DL debate tonight after the 7 News presented by Brendan Devenny. Moving on to football, cross-channel. They've gone into extra time in this afternoon's League One playoff final. It's Barnsley 0, Sheffield Wednesday 0 at Wembley. Barnsley are down to 10 men following the sending off of Adam Phillips. They're into the second half of extra time there. Chelsea have confirmed the arrival of Mauricio Pochettino as their new manager. The former Tottenham boss has signed a 2-year contract at Stamford Bridge with the option of a third. It's Pochettino's first job since leaving Paris Saint-Germain a year ago. Former Chelsea winger Pat Nevin says the length of the deal is a bit surprising.
He's a very good manager at the top level. You know, he's got a real confidence about him. So, yeah, he's very, very special. But it's not a certainty. So, you know, if you give somebody a 5-year contract and they're gone after two, then you've got to pay them up 3 years.
England midfielder Jude Bellingham has been named the Bundesliga Player of the Season after what could be his last campaign in Germany. As Borussia Dortmund's side missed out on the title to Bayern on the final day, Bellingham became the youngest ever club captain this season, aged to just 19. He's been heavily linked with a move to either Real Madrid or Manchester City in the Premier League. Finally, Shamrock Rovers will have an appeal against Richie Towle's red card against Cork City rejected. He was shown a straight red in Friday's 1-0 defeat at Turner's Cross. The resulting 3-match ban means Towle will miss Rovers' upcoming games with Dundalk, Sligo Rovers and UCD. That's your sport, Donna Marie.
Thank you, Oisin. Just back to news now. This just in, a young man has died following a 2-car collision in Derry. Emergency services were called to the scene of the Glen Sheehan Road in Dungiven shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday morning. The driver of one of the cars was pronounced dead at the scene. The PSNI is appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time, especially those with dashcam footage, to come forward. A professor of politics believes local councils would be more efficient if Ireland's county boundaries were redrawn. DCU professor Owen O'Malley says some are too small to provide the services that people living there need. Professor O'Malley says such a change would make councils more efficient.
Well, I mean, we already have the kind of odd situation of seeing Galway in the Leinster Provincial Championship. The GAA knows that there is a problem that a small number of counties are dominating. That leaves a lot of the people in the country without a chance, a realistic chance of winning things. And so they might want to reconfigure how their kind of competitions are organised.
Donegal Town Community Chamber has been awarded €150,000 under the government's Community Recognition Fund. The monies awarded are to enhance and refurbish Donegal Town Community Playground. The funding has been welcomed with aims to support the development of community infrastructure and facilities. A 60% rise in attempted cybercrime attacks on the health service has been recorded over the past 2 months. Cybersecurity firm SmartTech 24/7 says more needs to be done to protect patient data in the HSE. The company adds there's a severe threat to patient care and data security if this trend continues. SmartTech 24/7 CEO Rulika Sachanu says HSE is still vulnerable to attacks.
Hospitals and other healthcare organisations, they have computers, they have servers, they have machines in place which run on old operating systems and old programmes. And even though the attack happened in 2021, it's not easy to patch these systems and they don't get patched as often as they should. And in some cases, they never get patched, which means they're highly vulnerable to malware attacks.
The chairperson of the MICA Action Group says they believe at present the legal proceedings which are underway represent only a viable pathway to 100% redress. MAG has urged people to consider the action which is being brought through the courts by Coleman Legal, underwritten by Defective Blocks Ireland. In a social media post, Lisa Hone says MAG has met with Coleman Legal and they have been given a confidential insight into where the case is going. On that basis, she says they're advising homeowners to consider joining the action.
We've had a wee bit of an insight in terms of how they intend to proceed.
It's all confidential. Obviously, we don't want to break that confidence because obviously we want them to have their cards as strongly stacked as they possibly can. But what we do believe is that they are bringing a strong case to vindicate the rights of those who have been affected. Nobody can guarantee the outcome of legal proceedings. And ultimately, it is the homeowner's own choice and decision whether they decide to engage in this process or not. But as an organisation, we do feel that it is important that homeowners are aware of this option. It is currently free to sign up. Quite honestly, we feel that currently this is the only way that could possibly achieve 100% redress under the present government. In addition to that, MAG is part of a delegation to the EU, which will present the latest scientific findings demonstrating that there were defective products manufactured in Ireland. And we'll also take this opportunity to highlight the lack of market surveillance and the lack of enforcement of construction regulation. It may well be that the revised scheme is implemented this week. There should be a set of guidelines that will come along with that, that will hopefully illuminate how the scheme will work. And we will do our best to disseminate that information and we will do our best to give clarity in terms of how we interpret that. But we haven't seen them yet either.
Efforts to work remotely continue to be hampered by a lack of connectivity in parts of Inishowen. Councillor Albert Doherty says there is still significant broadband issues facing people working from home. He says some people cannot consider remote working due to an inadequate broadband service or complete lack of it. Councillor Doherty says much more needs to be done to ensure everyone has access to broadband.
In the recent area, we are talking about location at home, working at home, working from home. Many people after COVID have experienced some pluses, but in the Inishowen Peninsula and indeed in the Malin area in the recent past, I have had families who would like to work from home, who would like to conduct their business from home, but the broadband standard is either not up to spec or not available. And we also deserve attention and broadband provision, and that's a matter that I've raised once again with our own local authority, and I'll be hoping that they will also hit the powers that be for delivery of appropriate broadband services into rural areas, especially here in Donegal and Inishowen.
Looking now to the weather, dry for the rest of today with sunshine that will be hazy at times. Northeast breezes will be light and moderate strength. To conclude this evening news, just in, a young man in Derry has passed away following a road traffic collision in Derry. Gardaí say they are currently at the scene of an apparent explosion at a location on the outskirts of Bunbeg this afternoon. Members of the Glenties Municipal District have today proposed changes to the County Donegal Development Plan in order to change a policy to allow building along the N56. And there are almost 50 times more houses and apartments available to short-time let on Airbnb than there are properties for rent on daft.ie in Donegal. That's all for now. We'll be back again with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Monday evening, May 29th. The death has taken place of Diarmaid O'Reilly, 12 Coolmore Point Road, Derry. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown Road, Derry, followed by burial in St Mary's Church, Lag Malin, Donegal, to arrive at approximately 1:15. House is private, please. The death has taken place of Anne Woods, Key Street, Moville. House strictly private, please, to family and close friends. Funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Liam Collins Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.